was the first release that we had on a label. We had made a few things before, but the sort of latest, the latest proper release we had before Along Goodbye was something we called Old Friend from 2008. We released a couple more things after that, but nothing, nothing as formal as A Long Goodbye. And you know, at that point, when we released A Long Goodbye, we had already been playing out together for about 8 or 9 years. We had a couple different formations and stuff, and we started out as a duo, and you know, then we got together some songs, and we'd actually been trying to record for a while, for A Long Goodbye, and then it finally came together with Mark, just through a really simple email, and he was into our stuff, and we managed to work that out, and it was a you know, great joy making that record with him and getting to know him, and wonderful guy to work with.
I understand that the two of you started off in a busking tradition, right? Just kind of like a guitar and a suitcase drum kit. Is that right?
Yeah, no, that's totally correct. Yeah, we've been playing for maybe a year or two, and something motivated us to hit the streets. And at that point, we were playing with an upright bass player and a keyboard player. He would play melodica when we were on the street. And I think we actually had maybe had been playing for a little while before, just the two of us, when we were out and about, or on the streets, I should say. but anyways, I started playing this floor tom on its side, and I liked the way it sounded, and then I got some suitcases around that same time, and I thought they might work out for a bass drum. And I know I had seen that somewhere, I can't tell exactly where. I put it together, and it sounded really good, and I could put everything in the suitcase, and it was super portable. And so just started playing along with that. And I've been playing on a suitcase ever since. And so actually, on A Long Goodbye, about half the tracks that have drums on them have the suitcase. The other half have a bass drum on them. But then on this new record, Popular Cycles, it's all the suitcase. And yeah, you know, we just found, you know, actually what it was, we were playing at our farmer's market, you know, really friendly community there. We'd seen a few other people who were performing around there and just decided to go for it. And definitely that taught a lot to us and really informed both how we made music and how we performed it to people. So yeah, it's been a long-running thing for us for sure.
And so you come from a relatively stripped back background. What happened when you got in the studio and suddenly there's strings and there's a tuba playing the bass line? You got all these Caribbean rhythms going on. Where did that come from?
Yeah. Oh yeah, sure. Well, we've always had a pretty broad palette when it comes to what we listen to. And growing up, our father had a huge jazz CD collection, jazz album collection, and so. That was definitely an influence of ours. That's sort of how we both started playing music. Certainly for Lewis, it was jazz, and he was playing saxophone. And for me, it was, jazz in middle school, playing like in a combo. And our music interest just sort of, you know, branched out from that. Other things sort of caught our ears, I guess, over the years. A friend of ours in Toronto, a friend of his, actually, they were both into Brazilian music. He gave me a copy of a record called Solo in Rio, 1959. It's from Luiz Bonfa. And it's just him and a guitar and just these beautiful melodies and guitar pieces. And definitely, I would say, from there, you know, we got into a lot more Brazilian music and stuff. And just have been interested in a lot of different rhythms and patterns and stuff. I would say that Jamie Thompson of the Unicorns, which is how we sort of got into Mark Lawson. We heard the Unicorns. We thought they were fantastic. They were really a favorite band of ours, an indie pop band from Canada. And we actually managed to get him to play on a couple tracks, I think, at least one track off of A Long Goodbye, Child Actor. Through working with Mark, he works with bands that have great influence from other different musics as well. We actually got into a little bit of a jam while we were making Popular Cycles with two Haitian percussionists that play with Arcade Fire. And that definitely made us think, well, we should probably try to work with them if we can. That might be a pipe dream, but we're like, well, that sounds amazing. And it's, you know, we've always thought that a good way about making a record is just sort of taking that sort of Paul Simon and other artists take sort of percussive jams and then build on top of those. And so we did that a little bit with Child Actor from A Long Goodbye. It was Lewis, myself, and Jamie all in the room playing a percussion track, and then we built on that a few times and then built those things around it. As far as the orchestration and stuff goes, we actually had been working with, you know, bigger pieces and stuff since 2008. When we made Old Friends, a good friend of ours and our main collaborator, Matt Nallen, was interested in making some string parts for us and, you know, other instrument parts beyond that. So on that record, we had, I think, four songs or so that had, you know, string and horn accompaniment, and we really enjoyed that. So A Long Goodbye is just sort of a step in that same direction, I would say. And then Popular Cycles takes that even further.
You're famously a brother act, and for every band I can name that has siblings in it, like The National and Arcade Fire, where there's been no problems, people always want to bring up like the Black Crowes and Oasis and, you know, the infighting that actually led to the dissolution of those bands. I'm assuming that you guys have a fairly harmonious working relationship.
Yeah, it actually managed to work out pretty well. I've always been really pleased that we managed to get along, you know, well as just as brothers. And then I'd say that definitely translates to our working relationship. Once we get down to it, it's really quite easy as it can get, I would say, as collaboration goes. The writing process itself might be, you know, pretty bumpy, but making the pieces between each other really, yeah, works pretty well.
We're all really excited to hear you play live at the Lowertown Festival in Paducah. What's your instrumentation generally like when you tour?
Yeah, sure. So it goes back and forth. Over the past year, we've been playing both as a duo, which we have been for a long time, which is pretty well stripped down. And then this past year, we've been playing with a bass player and then a percussionist who also plays synth for us. So the more recent shows and the show that we're going to be playing in Paducah will have this four-piece formation. And it's been really fun to just sort of shake things up a little bit and play something different. We also sort of needed them to really well execute this newest record, since we sort of built it more around, you know, a number of different instruments as opposed to just, you know, my modest drum set and Lewis's guitar.